Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. There's a famous story or parable, apparently it was mentioned here last week as well, this story. There was a Yid in Russia that he went to Shul Mincha Maariv, and in between Mincha Maariv, the Rav gave a little shin. The Rav said that, you know, we've got to anticipate for Mashiach. And when Mashiach comes, we're all going to eventually go to Eretz Yisrael. It's going to be the place where it's going to be with comfort, not over here in the communism. And and we all need to look forward to it, and we're all waiting, and we're all anticipating. And every day, achakeloi. Fine, okay, this Yid comes home and he says to his wife, you know, we've got a little bit of a problem. You know, the Rav just pointed out that every Yid, one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is, every Yid has to anticipate for Mashiach. So his wife says, well, what does that mean? What's Mashiach? So he explains, it means we're going to move to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to leave Russia. So she said, but we've got a problem. So he said, we've got the chickens. Right, we've got the chickens over here. We've got a few on the chickens that we feed and we look after, and it gives eggs and it gives us parnasa. So it's a bit of a problem to go to Eretz Yisrael. Is there any way out? Maybe you can speak to the Rav. So he goes back to the Rav, and the Rav says, no, this is how it's going to be. And Beis Hashem, Eretz Yisrael, you'll have a lot more than just a few on the chickens. Fine, so he goes back home, and his wife says, you know, I thought of an idea. I thought when Mashiach comes, right? And when Mashiach comes, with Hashem, he's going to be good. Everyone's going to leave their homelands and go back to Eretz Yisrael, where we really belong. So when it comes to us, we should tell Mashiach that instead of taking us to Eretz Yisrael, then we've got a problem because we can't leave without a source of income. We've got to. So instead of taking us to Eretz Yisrael, I don't remember last second how it goes. Instead of taking us to Eretz Yisrael, you should take the chickens to Eretz Yisrael. Something like that. I'm not sure exactly how. Because in other words, we've got an exception. Maybe we can have a way out. Yeah, that's exactly how it goes. Exactly. We're not gonna be persecuted from the goyim anymore. So take the goyim instead, and we can stay here and we can continue enjoying life comfortably over here. Now, the nimshal behind the story? The nimshal is as follows: that all of us, maybe we don't appreciate enough what the days are going to look like b'zman ha'gula, and we don't appreciate enough what we're missing out now, right? We don't have enough of a appreciation of what the world is supposed to look like now. L'chayra, I would have said, okay, some of you maybe might say, I don't know what you're talking about. Of course, I appreciate, I understand the Chorban, and for me, Tisha B'Av is the highlight of the year. Okay, so maybe some of you Zoicha don't have this issue, but for those people who do have this problem, how do we connect to the Chorban? How do we really appreciate the lack that we've got, what we're missing, and therefore anticipate for the time to come when we'll all return to the way it was with Mana Bais. L'chayra, I think the main problem is that it's not tangible. It's not a tangible thing. I'll explain to you what I mean. If somebody Nebuch loses a very close relative, somebody who's very close, let's say a spouse, it's very, very painful. Why? Because for years and years, a person's life has been so used to being connected, living, sharing a life with a spouse, or with a child, or with a parent, a person very, very close, extremely close, wherever it is. And a person loses that relative, it's extremely painful because he has to continue on his day-to-day life without that person. And he's so used to, and he was so close, and he was so relaxed, and he was so, it was poshut, the time he spent with this relative, it was so enjoyable, and now it's all gone, disappeared, it's all completely gone. And it's extremely painful. It is something. Why? Because it's tangible. It's something that he himself had not long ago, and now it's suddenly in an instant gone. So that's something which a person can relate to. But the Chorban happened nearly 2,000 years ago. How are we supposed to? We need to first go into an imaginary life and understand and try and appreciate what Klal Yisrael looked like, Bezman HaBayis, and what we had. All the midas we got from the Beis HaMikdash, and then after going into that, then to suddenly understand that we lost all. And then to not miss out on it as well. To mamish to feel the loss and to feel pain and to feel the fact that Klal Yisrael have gone in such a low level, it's difficult for us because we're born in this. We're born in where the situation we're in right now. It's not as if there's something has changed in our lives where we can relate to. Right? Is it something that bothers me? Maybe it doesn't bother any of you. But for me, I find it difficult when it comes to Tisha B'Av to really appreciate the Chorban and what's happened to the world because of it. Yeah? Does that make sense, this question?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So I'm not the only one.
When we say this in Tisha B'Av, let us give through the Eilun B'Nai, that means the only way we're at, so it can get us somewhere.
What were we saying? We sing again? Yeah, okay. So you've got the answer already. Okay, so it's a delicate and subtle feeling, right? Of course, if a person can appreciate when he says, B'leil Zayivku, that this is the night that we're all supposed to be crying, and a person can take a bring, even if they don't cry, but he has feelings of Bechi from it, then other Abba, then the Chama, that's not, then you can go, you don't have to stay. But I'm talking about people who maybe find it difficult to connect. It's very theoretical. So maybe okay, fine. So do you know what? Maybe the Tisha B'Av, the time of now, this time of the year, we're supposed to focus on the current situation of, or at least everything that's taken place with Klal Yisrael over all the generations, the exiles and the inquisitions and the pogroms and there was times even not long ago we're stripped from all our rights. Mm-hmm. Klal Yisrael couldn't possess anything, right? And we were attacked. And this is very recent. This is much more recent. And then also now with anti-Semitism. So this is something which we can relate to right now. This is something which we can maybe understand if only. But then again, okay. The question maybe can still come back. So what? So we're supposed to theoretically think that we're better and supposed to be the epitome of the world. We're supposed to be in the highest. We're supposed to be in the highest level in the eyes of the Goyim, and we're not. So again, it's to cry over such a thing and to mourn over such a thing might also be a bit difficult to connect to. So maybe you know what? You know, maybe I'm completely wrong. Maybe this is not the Mahalach you're supposed to be thinking about Tisha B'Av. Maybe the Mahalach is the Chazal have told us Mishnichnas Av, Shem Mishnichnas Av Mar, Kach Mishnichnas Alver, Mishnichnas Av Matan B'Simcha. And Mishnichnas Matan B'Simcha, Chazal tell us what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to be doing it. No washing, no clean clothes, no meat and wine, no haircuts. Oh, so Chazal have told us, and when it comes to Tisha B'Av itself, behave like an oval, don't say more than three tefachim above the ground. So, Chazal is giving us structural and practical things to follow in order to be Mes'abel. So maybe that's what Chazal means. Maybe that is the Avelos that we're supposed to be following up with on Tisha B'Av. Maybe is that, and that's it? Okay, so a person can, all these things can bring a person the day Bechi or the day to mourn a small amount. Other rabbis, so it's a little bit of an extra, extra dose of measure, for it. But that's maybe not what we needed. Maybe that's not what Chazal want from us. But Chazal, we know Chazal say, Kol Mes'abel Yerushalayim Zoicha Ruben Ben Chamasa. If something Mes'abel Yerushalayim, then he'll be Zoicha, he himself will see the Gola with his own two eyes. Well, this is what Chazal means. We're all following the instructions of Chazal. We're all doing what Chazal are telling us to do. The most of what we're doing is not even Medina the Gemara. It's all extra Menhagim, which is brought down already in the Paskim. But it's not Medina the Gemara. So we're Mes'abel Yerushalayim. So is this what Chazal are referring to when they say Mes'abel Yerushalayim? It's referring to the practical Menhagim of Avelis? That's what they're referring to? Okay, maybe yeah. Maybe in a chenam attacker, we're attacker just supposed to follow the instructions and follow the halachas that we find in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, and take the situation seriously and to think through properly. Even a person should put his heart to it. He should understand it. He should go through the mefarshim of Eicha, understand what it was like then and what the loss was. How Klal Yisrael when they left Yerushalayim, Nebuchadnezzar was how they sent them out with such a. And a person is supposed to go through the historical events and take some time to go into it and to understand what took place and to take it to heart. Okay, so that's maybe a little bit of a way forward. Take to heart of what took place. Okay, so a person's not going to come with the Bechi. Okay, so that's not in our hands. That's not in our control. But at least to understand and appreciate what took place and what we're supposed to, what the world was supposed to really look like today, what's supposed to look like today, and we don't have it, and to appreciate that the world is not in the best of situations that it should be. Okay, that could also be. And the Chacham Tzadok, if a person goes on that way, it's a beautiful thing. But then the problem is, all the questions come in. Is there a cooler to wash because it's too hot? Is there this and is there that? Why is it banging in the middle of the holidays? And so we find it a little bit annoying. Okay, we understand that it's these days of our avoida for this specific thing. But it's a bit not really the right place, and it gets a bit in the way. And we rather, we're waiting for it to go over. We're waiting, we understand, we need to work on it, we understand, we need to go through it. This is the motions we have to do. And we take it to heart, true. But deep down we wish, it could pass already. Yeah? To be honest, and maybe again, maybe none of you feel like this, but that's some feelings that at least I have, right? Right, we wish it could pass, and again, but I'm not trying to say we ignore it. I've heard that we don't ignore these days. I've heard that we take these days seriously. We utilize these days to the best of abilities that we can. But then we're happy when it's over. Okay. So that's it. I wouldn't have thought that this is the emes mahalach, the right mahalach. But if a person and any of these points I've just brought out, if a person can't connect to other abilities, the more the merrier. But now I want to take a completely different approach to this whole union of being Misabar on Yerushalayim, mourning on Yerushalayim and Beis Hamikdash. Now it might sound a bit lofty, a bit not something which is not something that we can't connect to, something that we can't. But it's something that it's kedai to know, and it's an approach that a person should it's kedai to have in mind and to know that there is such an approach, and a person can. But Edson, a person can if he wants to. You can get snippets from here and there of such approach and get into such a mahalach in this these Yemei Avodah. But before I say this mahalach, I want to first give a few introductions. And that is that is, the Sforim say as follows. The Sforim say that the way a person is supposed to serve Hashem is gradual. Gradual, right? Gradual. What I mean to say is that a person is a person, and the Bnei Shalom expects a lot from us, and a lot of it is going against our instincts, our nature. So we have to gradually, slowly try and turn away from our natural instincts and the things that our gashmi is things that we follow and we enjoy. And slowly, a person needs to, as he grows older. Truth is, it takes place when a person matures older and older. Right, a person's a boy, he cannot appreciate nowhere near as much when he's a bacha and yeshiva. And when he's a yeshiva, he won't appreciate, will he be able to appreciate what he can do when he's already married, newly married. And then slowly, as he grows older, he has children, he has a family, and he goes older and older, the person appreciates more and more. Tachlis achayim, and we're not here forever, we start growing white hairs, and we start, and that's how it is. That's the way the Bnei Shalom created the human being. That we slowly learn to drift off from our gashmis dika needs in a way that we're looking for it and we're designing it, and we slowly appreciate that we're here for Avodas Hashem, to serve the Bnei Shalom properly, mekayem mitzvos as much as we can with a full heart. Go and tell a boy, yeah, daven with a pure heart. Right? A boy can't, right? He's only a kid. He can shackle, he can do all the motions, he can say kodesh, yeah, and he can jump, but he the motions. No, you can't expect from him more, right? But to say a 50-year-old should daven the same way that he davened when he's bar mitzvah, that's not fair. Because he's already davened so many tefillahs, he's gone through so many years of tefillahs, and years of experience, and years of hardships, and he's slowly learned the Yad Hashem, he's seen more much than Hashem. So that's a gradual, Avodas Hashem is a gradual thing. And that's the best way, and that's the most powerful way, because that's the way that it stays with a person. Okay? But there's another mahalach, as far as there's another mahalach, and that is, that person can sometimes jump, right? He knows he won't stay there. He knows he's not going to be in this madriga for too long, and maybe he'll even be backslash. Maybe he even jumps back because of it. But there is a malach to jump into different levels for periods, small periods or longer periods. A person can. I'm just thinking now, makes a simcha, and he's mamash moli simcha, and he's got across the bridge to him that he's marrying off his child. So he's in a different mode, right? He's got Mali Simcha and he's got across to the Bridge. But then 3 weeks later, it's back to normal again. I mean, that's fine. No, it's no problem. The person shouldn't say, hey, but I haven't grown. I've gone back to where I was. So was it worth it? No. No, there's also Malach to jump into different levels. Allow a person to allow himself to be like that. Okay, it doesn't matter if a person falls back the way he was. That's also Malach HaMitz Hashem. Now it's brought down from Yisrael Salanta. It's brought down in a few places. It's brought down in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. It's brought down by Yeruchim. And he says as follows. He says that there's a difference between a rich person and a poor person, the way he eats. A rich person, when he goes home, he eats as a seder. As a seder, first he comes home, and first he has maybe just a drink, and then he goes for the four spice a little bit to open up his appetite. Then he'll go for lighter food, then he'll go for heavier food, then he'll have afters, and then he'll bench. Everything has got a seder. Right, this because he's masuda, he's got everything he needs, and everything is prepared. He'll prepare his right. Everything's prepared for him. So it's a seder advarim, and that's how he eats. He's not gonna. You can't ask him to go to a snack and fry and just grab stuff, grab food, and then go home. No, it doesn't go like that. Yes, it's all malach. Mashikin, a poor person, he grabs whatever there is. He grabs whatever there is. So if he can go straight for, if he can get good beef, he'll go for the beef. If afterwards there's fruit, he'll go for the fruit. If there's things to snack on, nuts to snack on, he'll snack on the nuts. He doesn't say, no, I'm not ready yet for the meat. It's too heavy for me. No, he just takes whatever there is. He grabs. This is the same idea. So Salanta says, that's what we are today. That's what we are today. What can we do? We're not strong enough yet. We're not holding by the level where we can slowly, we can say, sabislach, bit by bit, we'll climb gradually. No, because if a person says that, then more likely, he won't really get very far. He might get somewhere, but he won't get. Whereas if a person says, listen, I know my koichas, and I know my limits, and I've had, I can push my limits, I can push the limits, and I can push and grow back. As for now, just grab, whatever there is, grab and avitz Hashem. Right? Chatoif v'shtei. Right? The Gemara says, this can also be another meaning to it. Grab whatever there is, even if it doesn't, it's not consistent, grab whatever there is. And like I explained, so the person later falls, he falls because we're poor people, that's what poor people are. A poor person might have a good meal one day, and the next day he's got nothing to eat. That's how it is. That's how we are in Avitz Hashem, that's how we are in Ruchnius, because that's what we've got to offer us. Now, the Mesilas Yesharim, as we know, the Mesilas Yesharim, he's got a whole sefer to explain one Maimah Chazal, just one grad that's been in, it was in Dafayim a few weeks ago, of Reb Pinchas Ben Yoy, that he says there's a very, very gradual build-up towards a person to come to the highest madrigas. It's a very gradual build-up. First is Torah, the person has to learn Torah, and the Torah brings you the day. The heroes to beware of what you're doing, of the averas, and then the zerizos to do mitzvahs with a geshmak, and then zerizos, then the kiyas and precious, and tahara, chasidus, anobir, eschid, kedusha, right? And then the highest, I think, is he misses out even is Ruach HaKodesh, right? So now, a person opens a sefer Mesilas Yesharim and he thinks to himself, listen, Torah may be the Daisy Heroes. Okay, fine, very good. So if you know what, so let's go. Let's slowly. Let's work on it. Slowly. Let's make a kviyas. Let's learn Torah as Gdafiyomi. And I'm going to use that to bring the Daisy Heroes. And then, when I feel that I've accomplished Zihiros and I'm careful for my Averas, alright, then we'll move on to Zerizos, right? And then Zerizos, so okay, let's go do mitzvahs with a geshmak, with a bren, when I feel I've accomplished Zerizos, then we'll go further. We'll go further to Nikias and then Precious, right? But if a person does that, the person will notice, he'll realize that he won't even get to the first period of Mesilas Yesharim. He's always going to be on the Akdama still. Right? To understand what the Tachlis Abriya is, Lesana Gal Hashem, but honestly, a person doesn't understand what that means. We don't understand what that means. It'll take years and years and years to understand what that means. Right? Lesana Gal Hashem. What does it mean, Lesana Gal Hashem? Yeah? So a person will never move on. So a person should just stay stuck by the first period of Mesilas Yesharim. But the Baal Musa say, if you go through the whole Sefer, you'll notice that he's the whole way through, up until the end, he's talking about Hamoy Nam. He's talking about all of us. He's talking about every single one of us, no matter what level we are. He's going through slowly all the madrigas. That's taka why he misses out. Ruach HaKodesh, because that's the Ruach HaKodesh taka, for those who have taka reached that level. But otherwise, everything is for the Moinam. So even though he might talk about lofty ideas, but it doesn't mean that something which we can't relate to at all. It's not something, it might not be something that we can hold on to, right? Because we're not holding by that level, we're jumping about, right? We're jumping about, but we still can go through the whole Sefer slowly, slowly, and take out, nash out from this Sefer things that are relevant to us. Maybe today it's relevant and tomorrow it's not relevant. It doesn't matter. But it's relevant. There is a time when it is relevant. Maybe next day, maybe something else is relevant. Right? It's that's how Mr. Salanta explains. Today we have to nush and jump around. Like poor people, we can't be fussy. And we can't just say, no, we're going to go slowly, slowly, and we're going to build on ourselves. Because there's elements that we can build on ourselves, yeah. But there's elements where we can't. And for that, we're not going to say we're going to ignore it. We're still going to have a look at it. We're still going to nash around. We're still going to see. I'm just thinking now. In Klausel today, there's loads of different types. There's mainly Litvashe Chassidim, and even within the Chassidim, there's all different mahalchim how to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? Today, they say today, a Litvashe is not a real Litvashe anymore, and a Chassidish is not a real Chassidish anymore. Why? Because the Chassidim appreciate that if you want to learn Torah, you got to go to the Litvashes to learn Torah. That's where there's Torah. And even the Litvashes appreciate, if you want to have a Varma Davanon, where do you go? The Chassidim have a Varma Davanon. I don't need to turn, I'm not changing who I am. I am who I am, wherever I was brought up. But we can nash, there's nothing wrong to nash. Even if you stay who you are, there's nothing wrong to see from here, the good from this one, the good from that one. And everyone has something good to offer. Everyone is holding on to something good. And we need to nash and chap. We need to chap. Maybe we'll chap it only for a day or two. We won't keep it for too long. It doesn't matter. We need to chap from whatever good there is to see in Avodas Hashem. Now, the Mesilas Yesharim, in his whole Sefer, does not mention Churban only once. He does not mention that whole idea of being Mis'abal on Yerushalayim in the Sefer, as far as I saw, is only once that he mentions his entire Sefer, he mentions the Churban. Where does he mention it? He mentions it in the middle of Chassidus. Right? The middle of Chassidus, he explains, is to do beyond what's expected of you. To go and do beyond what's expected. Right? So it's obviously, like we just said, it's not something which we're holding back. Right? Beyond. First, let me try and see if I'm doing what I am supposed to be doing. Right? Beyond. But again, we can still look into see what sort of person a chassid is, what sort of person he's supposed to be, and we can still laugh from there. Now, he said that this. One of the things he says is as follows. A chassid is the main thing about a chassid is his kavana, is his intentions. A chassid, his intentions, that's what's very important. And he says that what is a person's normal intentions? A person's normal intentions, normally, up until this madriga of a chassid, a person's intentions is for himself. That's who we are. We think of ourselves, right? Gashmias and Ruchnias. We think of ourselves. How can I be mashlim anefesh? How can I perfect myself? I'm talking about in Ruchnias, in Torah. How can I make myself into a better person? A person could do that. It's a Mori de Kazakh. But a chosid is above that. Says Mr. Tisharim. A normal person, Vadai. Shemish is born in Babadosso, the Tai Nafshel, if Neboyer, he wants to perfect himself. The Mount Tiskel Shevis is part of Bechala, Yeshon, Chasidim, and all the Shevis, Lichtik in Gan Eden, Rachs when Hashemak Becholoi, the Kabul, Lenucha, Leumel, Shtik, Kabona Zura. Can't tell him that this is no good. Chas Vishalem. Avad is good. Ochain, but Lenucha, Leumel, Gam Kane, we can't tell him, Shatia Yoisa Toiba, that this is the best of the best. Ki Adsha Odom, Miss Kabul, Toibis Atsmoy. As long as a person is thinking of himself, so if so, he's doing Avodas Hashem for himself. Maybe in a hundredth of a percentage, maybe in a very small, minute amount. But at the end of the day, he's thinking of himself. But the level of a chassid is not like that. They worked extremely hard to get to this level. It's not something which comes by just like that. Who? Now this, if a person thinks of it, this is really bad, it's something which is very beyond us. Sha'adam oibed rak leman ashekvoidoi, sha'adam baruch hu yigdal v'yir, but he's only thinking of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's thinking, what can I do to be marbe kvoid shamayim? What can I do to think about the Ribbono Shel Olam? To make the Ribbono Shel Olam's name great in this world. V'zei achash izgabe ba'ava elob yizbarach, and it takes a long time after bringing, building ava towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's got a taiva to make Hashem's name greater in this world. ומצטעי על כל מה שיהיה מת ממנו. כי עוז יעבד עבדוס ותחל זה, שפוחס מצידו יהיה קרוי דיסבורך מסגרו. Okay, that's the level of a chosin. Now, if a person thinks of it, even us, in our level, there are sometimes things that we do, and maybe it goes in a fleeting moment, it goes through our minds, but we do sometimes think, no, I'm doing this for the Bnei Shleilam. I've had it's wrapped around with ourselves as well. But a person can't say that he never has such moments, such thoughts, even for a fleeting moment. Right? Now, then he moves on, he brings the Chorban. And it's painful for him that other Yidden are not doing their job. And he's also, and even more so himself, he's not doing the right amount. Right? And then he says, he learns Torah and he's in a pain together with the Bnei Shleilam. And he's bearing the pain of Klal Yisrael that they are existing now in the world today. And now he's thinking about Yerushalayim, the level Yerushalayim is holding by B'chvayit Beis Hamikdash. Nothing. And then he comes in and he thinks to himself, and the good is on its way. And Klal Yisrael will come into Israel together. He's not thinking of himself. And then he carries on further. Such a person, he's able to mitzvah on the chuba. I'll explain to you in a moment why. Okay, then he moves on and he finishes off. Basically, the Messiah Shalom is saying as follows. This is the way I understand. Mitzad, if you're looking at the world that exists today, a person can debate. Okay, yeah, it's not ideal. Yeah, well, it's not ideal. Of course it's not ideal. But like I asked from the beginning, but to start saying, well, if only it would have been a little bit better, to not weep over that. But now, says Mr. Shalom, we're not looking mitzad ourselves, we're looking mitzad the Bnei Shleilam. The Bnei Shleilam, he's the creator of this world, and yet he's ignored, totally ignored. This is his own home, and yet he's not comfortable. He can't stay in this home. The world in Ruchnias is so low, the Goyim have steeped so low, and Klal Yisrael have also followed together, nowhere near as low as them. But Klal Yisrael also are not on the level which we're supposed to be. And the Bnei Shleilam is Betzah. And this Tzah took place by the Churban, and it continues on to this very day. The Tzad, for 2,000 years, the Bnei Shleilam is waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting until he can reveal himself again. And the world can go back to Madrega that it was, B'shas, the Beis HaMikdash. This is something which is tangible. It's not tangible in our world. But if we step out of our selfish world, our own world, not selfish, but our own world, and we go into the world of the Bnei Shleilam and try and understand how the world should have, we all know if we start thinking from the Bnei Shleilam's perspective, we all know what it means, what levels the world should really be in. We know that. We know this is not the right, this is not the situation that's supposed to be. Then it's a different world, a completely different company, because we're not in ourselves anymore. We're going to the Bnei Shleilam's, Kaba Yochel, looking at the world from the Bnei Shleilam's view. And we think to ourselves, is this how the world should be looking like? Where the Goyim are all such Bali Geya and Aniva Afsioid, Ada Yom Azeh, right? And the Bnei Shleilam doesn't exist in their eyes. And Klal Yisrael is so downtrodden. It's not our pain. The Bnei Shleilam, it's the Shechina's pain. The Shechina can't find anywhere to rest in this world. That's basically the idea, right? In other words, going out of this world, going out now, this is something, like I said at the beginning, a person can appreciate. We can appreciate. Can we hold by that? It doesn't matter if we can't. But if a person can, and he's just going to there for spasms here and there, a person can see that the Avelus is a completely different thing, because it's like the way I explained. Now, I just want to finish off. This Yitochem, maybe, this is an akdoma to Yom HaNoroyim. Why? Yom HaNoroyim, what is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are days where we're thinking about the Bnei Shleilam. Right? That's the Shemoneh Esrei that we say on Yom Kippur. Days we're thinking about the Bnei Shleilam. Now, we're thinking about the Bnei Shleilam in more of a negative term. True, it's a negative way. But we're going into the Bnei Shleilam's world. And we're mitzar and misaneach on the situation the world is right now. From the Bnei Shleilam's point of view. And then we're able to go and say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that now we're waiting already for this day where we can already come and we can and the Kvoid Malchus Yisborach will be Nizgala in the most in the most perfectionist way. I remember years ago I was in yeshiva. I just finished quickly off. Rabban Segal came to Gateshead, and he said as follows. He said that the stipler used to say that Bein Hazmanim has no place. This Bein Hazmanim that's happening right now is really doesn't have any place. And the stipler went and said like this. The reason why there is a Bein Hazmanim, he said like this, is because the Chassidus Shebacharim, this is Rabban Segal saying B'Shem Stipler, used to go to their rabbi. From Rosh Hashanah all the way to Yom Kippur. They weren't in yeshiva, and the Litz Shebacharim were jealous. You know, it's not fair. You know, they're going on holidays, right? The holidays, that's what Litz Shebacharim can think. Maybe they're not going on holidays, I don't even know. Yeah, they're going on holidays, and we're carrying on in yeshiva, and we're not allowed to leave yeshiva. So they understood there's a need, so they decided we have to make a bit of money. We have to make a bit of money for the Litz Shebacharim as well. We can't do it in Edel. Edel is Edel. So we have to push it back. So it came to Chodesh Av, Bein Hazmanim it is now. That's what it is. Now, I thought of this. The Rambam says there's two ways how to be Makir Hashem. Through looking at the world and through learning Torah. The first, so a person goes to Bein Hazmanim, he goes to the world, doesn't matter where it is, he can go even down the road. He can go wherever it is, especially if he wants to go to Switzerland, to nice, beautiful places. And then if he's Makir Ben Shleim there, not just I'm having fun, Makir Ben Shleim there, and then he goes back to Yeshiva, and he sits and learns, and he works on his middos, he's Makir Ben Shleim again, so then he's holding by a level where he can be Mamanich Ben Shleim. But now Tisha B'Av comes into this equation beautifully. A person on Tisha B'Av learns to step out of his own world, step out of his own area, and go to the Bosham. And then a person can be Makir B'Gadol Sapeira. Then a person goes out on Tisha B'Av, goes out on holidays, and he's still holding a little bit, in a certain sense, in the world of Bosham. He's Makir B'Gadol Sapeira. Then he can be Makir B'Gadol through Torah. Then it can bring him towards proper being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashanah Yom Kippur. B'Yad Hashem will be Zaycha to Mamlech Hashem properly and quickly and speedily nowadays.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah. Should I do it?